Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, let's start off. First off, you can tell me a little bit about the Cochranan Area Humane Society.
Absolutely. So the Cochranan Area Humane Society, we actually just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year.
Wow, congratulations. So, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yes, it's been quite a wild ride. We, the original founders kind of just wanted to help out. They started and we just had a couple of trailers, and then we ended up growing so much that we moved into the current building that we are now. And we are always consistently growing and expanding, and as needs come in, we do what we can, but we're here to serve the animals of Cochrane and the surrounding area, whether that's room and board. We have an emergency board program. We also do canine training and canine consults, as well as a couple of other things. We have our own pet store here, as well as we actually have our own in-house vet clinic. So we have our ability to take care of animals right on the spot, and that has become a really important addition to our building.
And I'm guessing the fees that get charged for those services all get funneled back into the facility, right?
Exactly. So Basically any money that comes in goes straight towards these animals in need.
Let's talk about how full or not so full you are. I'm guessing you're full because I know what other shelters are like in the province.
Yeah, it was actually fun. So our intake coordinator, I come in and I sit down today. She comes and she sits down. She spins her chair and she looks at me all dramatically. She's like, "How dare you leave the other day?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "We had the craziest day. Not only did six strays come in the morning, like six stray cats." She's like, "Six stray dogs started coming in as well. And then we got our transfer of 24 cats.
Oh my gosh.
And then we had another surrender of 10 cats after. So we ended up taking in 41 cats and six dogs in one day.
My gosh.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
I bet it was. So if there was ever a time, if you're looking at a little furry friend of the family, now's the time to do it.
Exactly. We have plenty of furry friends. That is for sure.
Do you get some of the snakes and whatnot too?
We will get random animals. I've seen a snake, hedgehog. What else? We've had a pig here at one point. But yes, we will get the random creatures as well.
There was somebody who decided, you know what, we should get a pig. And then the pig got way too big and they were like, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have got a pig.
Oh my gosh, it's not a pygmy pig. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. So we do get some of the different animals as well.
Now, if somebody's listening to you and I right now and they're thinking, you know what, I would love to help. I can't adopt right now, but maybe I can foster. Maybe I can donate some cash.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Like, yes, if you can't, a lot of people can't adopt and they're not in the position to be bringing an animal into their home. If you are not looking to adopt, but to be able to care for an animal, then our foster program is a wonderful option for you. We also have volunteering if you are looking to just spend some time here at the shelter and help these animals in need, whether that's socializing or helping in the different areas at the shelter. We always need help, as well as at some third party and events that we go to. We're always looking for some people to help out with those. As well, donations, honestly, it's been a tough start to the year for us and for probably many other organizations. So we're always looking to be able to continue all the beautiful work that we do here at the shelter. So if you are in a position to donate, it does go extremely far in helping these animals.
What's your website address?
It is cochranehumane.ca.
And we'll toss this interview up on our websites at cfweradio.ca and cjwe.ca. Tiffany, keep up the great work. Really appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much, Sean.